Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Morning, everyone. It is Friday in our world today. What day is it for you?
Let's see. What?
Trying to asking him ahead, what is our message that we need to hear today? What is the fancy of the day? Okay. It's about those days of the week, those times of the days that we get kind of mixed up on our timing. So, like I started off by saying today is Friday in our world, and what day is it for you? You're like, that was the start of the message already, Kim, and I didn't pick up on that. You know how you have your days in the week? You're like, wait, it's already Friday? Wait, oh, I totally thought it was already Wednesday and it was only Monday. You know how we get that disillusion of the day of the week? Or even you wake up in the middle of the night and you think that it's morning already and you're like, oh, wait, I only slept a couple hours and it feels like I slept all night long. Or you have the opposite. Yep. So they're like, today's a little bit about that stuff happening to you. What do you want to call it? Disillusions? What do you want to call it? Hallucinations? Whether you want to call it like just you're in a different time zone, different dimension. You're like, humans call it
maybe
different terms. In reality, it's just a moment where you have a chance to play in a different playground. That's not what my human brain was going to go towards, okay? You're like, this is a time where you're really not grounded. You know that you're not grounded. You know you're not present. But you're getting an option. You're giving a chance to play in a different energetic realm and sit in that realm and ask questions. You're actually being pulled, your energy, your soul. Okay, they don't like that word either. Your mind was able to go into a different state of illusion. And they're like, that sometimes can be very beautiful to then learn how to create in that different illusional state. So we can meditate in that state. We can ask questions in that state. They're like, your mind's a little bit more open because the curiosity was perked. So they're like, try and play with that. So today, if you think that it's already Friday, I thought we were on Thursday. They're like, at that moment, say, ooh, okay. Ooh, what's with the Thursday energy that I'm bringing in today? Like, oh, can I create something that I started, that it would start on a Thursday to now finish today? That's actually truly Friday.
Wow.
Kind of play with it a little bit.
That is very cool. I think it what's kind of funny too is the idea that we will not be so happy when we say have lost a day, but when we realize say we've gained a day, we're over the moon instantly and probably very willing to play with it then.
Yeah. Yep. There's something where they're showing the brain moves, the brain shifts. Some of it can be because of a mineral or electrolyte imbalance, okay? You're like, we're not saying there's not a physical component as to the reason why things are happening, they are. But saying for a lot of people, these experiences are happening more and more and more.
Really?
And they're like, it's to help open up your brain. So people call it the third eye. You're like, we're just saying there's different neurons that are being opened and try to use them.
Yeah, cool. So we're going to play with it no matter if we've, and I would like to air quote, gained or lost time.
Yep.
That's very cool.
Ooh. Wow. And if you do, if you do not like that state of being, they're showing me throwing some Celtic sea salt on your tongue. because that will help ground you, bring you back to balance in the moment. So if you're struggling with those ideas, those concepts, throw in a little bit of Celtic sea salt on your tongue, and it'll bring you right back.
Ah, nice. Great tip.
Yeah.
Easy, too. Well, that's fun.
Yes, it is.
And since it is Friday
here,
that's
yeah.
And since it's Friday and we're heading into the weekend, let's play with time.
Yes. It's gonna be fun.
Yes. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Until next time.